Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and Dr. Pat. Grow Your Spirit is to encourage you to let your divine light shine. This is where you can discover how to raise your frequency and vibration, make better and more guided decisions. I love helping you discover your inner truth. Tap into your soul's wisdom. I'm a life coach, and I've helped countless people harness their unique gifts. I get really excited about working with you and teaching you how to open your own intuition and connect with the angelic realm and develop your own gifts. This show, Grow Your Spirit, will teach you about how to connect with the angelic realm. Please tune in to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and together we'll light up the world.
Hey, everybody. For this show, I am going to do the introduction. And then moving forward, you will hear Rosemary do the introduction. Rosemary D. Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary. So what I want to say is first, hi, Benny. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Olivia. It does take a village to do what we do. And I got to tell you, I just been in tears a lot of gratitude about so many things. Now, you know, most of the time I don't do it on air, but if you listen to some of the shows last week, they just ripped my heart open. Just people with so much love and so much care and taking so much action. And that's what I wanted to talk with you about with Rosemary today. You know, I get to work with our hosts and co-hosts before we even come on air. It is the most joyful thing I do. And yes, I love being here behind the mic. I love Benny. I love Olivia. I love Jacob. I love all of that. But to watch people step fully out into the world, it is so special. And that's what I want to say today about Rosemary. Angels, spirit guides, Reiki, oh my. How do you harness your intuition and what? Grow your spirit. Now, today, we're going to make this a live call-in show too. Why? Because it just feels like it. For those of you out there who want to know what Rosemary does, whether it's going to be working with your angels, whether it's going to be working with your spirit guides, I don't even know what all it's going to be. But if you're like me today, you just need a little spiritual B12 shot. You need something to help you remember how divine you are. Now, Rosemary has been working with people since, as she describes it, since she can remember. But what she does as a Reiki master in understanding energy healing at such a deep level, you know, this is why somebody like Rosemary gets to bring Grow Your Spirit forward. Today, you're going to hear about who she is, teaching, guiding, coaching, passion, and mission. To help people. She's really serious. You know how I know this, Benny? You know how I know this? Anybody that can be an elementary educator, anybody that can do that job right there, just knowing what I was like back in the day, I'm telling you, when they say I'm here to help you, they really mean it. So today you're going to hear about inspiration, guidance, what it means to mentor, become a life coach, and then harness those unique gifts. Rosemary, it's great to have you.
Oh, I am so blessed to be here, and I so appreciate this opportunity to talk with you and your wonderful team of people and to be able to reach my message out to more people. So I'm very thrilled to be here today. Thank you.
We have the best audience on the planet. I've been saying that for close to 20 years. They are the best. And I have the best people that, and you've met some of them. I'm really blessed. And I'm not kidding. You and I were kind of joking a little bit before, you know, when I was talking with you and you said, are you talking to me? And I was just reminded of how did two women from Jersey get to come on here, given the lives that we led. Now, please don't email me. This is not about Jersey. But how did two of us connect? Me now on the West Coast, you in New Jersey. There's something in the air about this. But let me ask you about this, because you're here because you did follow your inner radar, because Absolutely. You did harness your intuition. So let's talk about that thing we call the big eye, intuition.
Okay. So first thing, as soon as you said, how did we meet? My whole body chilled because my angels came in and they say, we set it up. So what I want to tell you is that they set it up. And my job was simply to follow my intuitive awareness and go for it. So what happened was I first got this lovely email, I believe from Jessica, and something about it struck me so strong. I'd had no hesitation whatsoever. I think I called her the next day and I said, I want to talk to you. And then she explained that, you know, when she saw my name and my website, something struck you guys and you wanted to talk to me. So, but I knew what happened because see, the day before I said a prayer and I said, you know, I just want to follow my guidance and follow my inner radar. And I want to be led to the right place and venue where I can reach more people with this message. And then the next day I got the email. So it was kind of very synchronicity oriented and a little God wink in there that we found each other.
You know, I like the God wink part. And, you know, part of this too is when we look at this and look at the unseen and the unseen realm, it's really so important. And the reason I like to bring it up is, you know, there's a lot of things I've shared on air recently, but there's a lot of things I didn't. You know, the fact that I was so drawn to move from a place I lived and grew up with. And by the way, I love New York. I love New Jersey. When I go back, I am like a kid in a candy store. And people say to me, really, Pat? And I say, have you ever been to Manhattan? Like Broadway? Have you ever been to, you know, and I have to say, and you know this about New Jersey. Mm-hmm. When you say New Jersey, all people can think about is what they see when the plane comes in Newark.
I know. It's so true. And it's so not true for the rest of New
Jersey. It's so not true.
We keep it secret.
And that's what I want to talk about. See, this idea of secret, intuition was never meant to be a secret. Mm-mm. But you've learned how to help people tap into it so mm-hmm. that their lives can change immediately. Can Absolutely. You tell us how you did this and how it's helped you
yes.
find things in your life? Because if we don't hear you talk about it, people are never going to understand the real
yes.
meat.
Yes. So first thing, you know, people say that there's like a sixth sense. There isn't. There's always been six senses. Everybody has intuition. It's just that some of us learn that it's okay to express it. And some of us learn that you have to think things through and only use that left brain and the other stuff doesn't matter. And I think we go through this high-powered life trying to kind of get rid of whatever you can't prove. And intuition is something you just know. It's not something that is necessarily proven on paper, but certain situations in my life I followed and I know that my intuition has always guided me. When I was looking for my house after I had divorced, I had an eight-year-old boy who's now an adult, and I was moving from my apartment and I was trying to find the right location for us. And I felt really, really guided to move to where I live now. And when I would go in houses and take a look, my intuition would say, the house doesn't feel right. It's got bad energy and my body would just feel different. So eventually when I found this house that I'm living in now, it was perfect. It brought me the right people. It brought me the guy I eventually married. it brought me the yard, the garden, the office building, like everything I needed was here. And I know that it only came through when I completely followed whatever step the next step was that I was guided to do. And I think people get stuck. They want to see the answer first instead of following that next guidance. So I just followed one step in front of the other, the next guidance, and it brought me here. So, you know, it's just one example of one of the ways that I've used my intuition for a nuts and bolts way to find where I'm living now.
Yeah. I mean, part of this too, I was talking earlier and I'd like for you to really just give us a little bit about your journey. You know, I know what I was like when I was in elementary school. Okay, so we're not even going to talk about that. But this is a passion as well.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. You know, this is the whole Rosemary, right? This is the whole of you. And I can imagine you in the classroom with these kids, right? We can learn a lot about intuition from kids, can't we? What'd you learn?
Oh my God, I love children. So, you know, I was one of these kids that when I was growing up, I'd like hide in the bathroom and I'd pretend I was teaching kids. Like I knew really young, I wanted to be a teacher. 5 and 6 years old, I was pretending. So my mission has always been to transmit and to help people harness their gifts, even as a child. So when I became a teacher, I was very shy going through college. I didn't say hardly anything. And I wanted to be a teacher and I wanted to speak. And one of the things I had to do was get over the shyness to be able to teach kids. Once I was in with the kids, my sister was a teacher before me, so I was able to help with her kids. I loved it. And just the feeling of being with kids at a primary age. I taught kindergarten, first and third, wow, mainly third throughout my career. They would give me all the kids that had like learning disabilities or special needs or difficult personalities or the ones that were hard to handle. And I'd be able to kind of navigate how to teach and get through to them the way that they felt honored. And one of the things I always believed was that we're all on a mission, and these little people are just recycled little souls that have a mission too, and they just don't know what it is yet. They're not sure. And they're very connected with that intuitive insight. So they're very unvarnished. They will tell you, oh, your hair looks funny. Or did you know that so-and-so is sad today? You know, they'll just come up and just say whatever is on their mind, and it's unvarnished and it's always truthful, and they can always spot if you're in a mood or not. Like they would just know. So you can't put them over, because little kids, they can read you. And that's a beautiful gift that they have, is to be able to use their insight.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it both? And let's talk about this for a minute, because, you know, unless we get a teacher like you, right? Unless we have you, mm-hmm, a lot of times faculty don't see it. They don't quite understand it. But mm-hmm, I bet your intuition and your ability to see children like this help them enormously in their growth, their evolution, right? Grow your spirit.
Yes.
I think,
yes.
So, you know, it's really fascinating that here you are after a beautiful career doing that, have now taken that to help people. Doesn't matter what age they are, but help people understand that we can be divinely guided.
Absolutely.
You know, that spirit is right in front of us. I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about this idea of intuitive and angelic guidance. What blocks are flowing? For those of you out there, we're going to open up the phone lines now. If you want to get some help, if you want to get some intuitive insight, we want to make sure you get it. And there's a very good reason for that. And I'll talk a little bit about when we come back, because Rosemary is going to talk about what blocks the flow of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Had a moment to this today. 1-800-930-2819. And we have a free 30-minute discovery session we're going to give away. We also have copies of the book, Divine Messengers. So much Rosemary D is paying forward. Take a short break, Benny. Olivia, Jacob, we'll be right back. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the Truth and Comedy of Midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. This is Grow Your Spirit. I get to hang out with Rosemary D. Because this is about all of us coming together, let our light shine. Whatever that looks like, let your light, let your divine light shine. And there is a difference. Today it's like angel, spirit guides, and Reiki on mine. For those of you out there that want to really know if there's a message for you today, please don't hesitate to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And the first person to call, we're going to give you a copy of Sign Book, Divine Messengers. Before we go ahead, how do people find out about you? How do they find out about your work? And then tell us a little bit about the book we're giving away.
Okay, awesome. So my website is rosemaryd.com. They could email me at info@rosemaryd.com. My book is actually, it was funny, I came out with several versions of this book early on in my career, and I republished it as Divine Messengers, and it really talks about my spiritual journey, and it's got those kind of stories that, you know, people would say, really, you know, but I know that they're true, and they've happened to me, and the thing that I think is great is when you read someone else's experience, you're more able to talk about your own weird experiences, because people know, if I'm willing to talk about it, they can tell me anything and I'm not going to roll my eyes or say you're crazy or anything else because I've had so many myself. So I think it's been good. It was kind of scary when the book first came out because I'm like, oh my goodness, people are going to know my life and, you know, they might judge me. And then basically I got the intuition, like, nobody cares, like, you know, what we think about you. It's not about that. It's about your message that you can help people. And then I went, oh, okay. And it just took that away. It took that worry away. So if someone emails me, that would be great. I'd be happy to email you back. You can look on my website and see what's going on class-wise. And I do Zoom classes and in-person, some in-person sessions.
Yeah. And I love that we're doing sessions because here's the thing I learned along the way. And it really was a hard lesson in my life, Rosemary. It really was. And, you know, I came to understand this more about me later on, especially, you know, after working with several people. But sometimes it's hard to realize that you need help with something, mm-hmm. right? Yes. And I grew up seriously independent because that was the way I had to grow up. You know, my life's path, I probably called it in, right? I probably said, let me create a life where, like, your mom commits suicide when you're six, mm-hmm. then you're homeless at 17 so that you can learn how to stand on your own two feet. But whatever that message is, what I learned is, and I learned this through Linda, who you met.
Yes.
I met Linda, my best friend, in 1972. And what I learned was, boy, it's so much easier if we get help.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, boy.
Definitely.
Oh, boy.
And you do find those people. You do find those guideposts along the way, mm-hmm. which is wonderful.
Now, here's the thing. How did that happen? So let's talk about intuition. Let's talk about what gets in the way of intuition. Let me just be clear and I ask you about this. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people say, not intuitive, you know. Okay, so we're going to set this stage for this because I believe intuition is our birthright.
It is.
We can either learn to use it or not. But what have you discovered is in the way of us really tapping in intuition and angelic guidance to help us go from wherever we are here today to where we want to be? What is that that gets in the way?
Okay. So the thing that I found always gets in the way is overthinking. People that overthink. And believe me, I've got this part of my personality too, where when I was first getting angelic guidance, I was checking it like crazy just because I have this combination of, you know, the research head, and then I have the very intuitiveness. One of the things I've learned, and I did learn this from my parents, my father is extremely intuitive and not greatly schooled. And my mom, she was a valedictorian, extremely intelligent, but her intuition didn't always kick in. So what I learned was the intelligence is fine, but the intuition is what really is going to guide your life. And to me, that's the most intelligent part of us that we neglect. You know, a lot of times we'll get an intuitive flash or insight, and instead of going with it, what do? Oh, I can't do this because we make the list. We talk ourselves out of it. We talk ourselves into what you want to do because your ego and your will is pushing the way instead of your listening to your intuitive flow. So many people will talk themselves in and out of things rather than following their inner guidance, which is something that you kind of have to learn to trust by practicing with it and using it and then seeing what happens. And so through my life, I've learned that that's always given me the clearest answer. And when I don't listen to it, it puts me off course or off, you know, it puts me astray. So the intuition is a really important guidance system. It's rudimentary. It's what kept us from getting eaten by tigers back in the day. It's something that we all have. And if you think about it, if you're walking down a street and you get that funny feeling like someone's behind you, as you mentioned, you're going to turn around. And why do you know someone's there? Because of your intuition. You get this funny feeling like you're being watched or somebody's around or you're not safe. People that don't follow that get themselves in trouble. If you follow it, you're good. Like the time I was in, I was down in Atlantic City and I was on a teacher's thing, you know, with the meeting. And all of a sudden I had this weird feeling that I had to run. So I was with two other teachers. I just took off running and they know me, they followed me. And I looked back and there was this guy, I don't know if he would have hurt me or not, but I had this really strong impulse that I had to run. And my friend's like, okay, she's running, we're following her because she's got good intuition.
And, you know, but those are the kinds of things that I think we need to talk about more to give examples for to people, because, you know, I've talked about this a lot. You know, I've talked about, you know, what it means for me. When I teach people about street smart spirituality, I always ask the question, it's 3 a.m, you're walking down Manhattan or a dark street in a city. You've just left a bar with a couple of your friends and you realize that, you know, it's raining and you have 3 city blocks to go, but you see the shortcut. It's a dark alley. You can't even see down the other end of the alley. Do you take that alley? And 9 people out of 10 will say no. And you ask them why, and they'll say it doesn't feel right. How do we do this in our lives? Because see, this is the work that you're doing to help people. And, you know, this is, you know, what you're doing to say, look, this is something we can learn. You know, how do we make this stronger? How can we receive more guidance, right? How do we do this? Because I think in the world we're living in right now, we're almost forgetting that we have an internal guidance system.
Absolutely.
Even if the world is coming around outside, you know, outside of us, we have something internally. What have you discovered about and how do you use it now in the work you do to help others?
You know, it's funny. I've always been able to kind of feel someone's energy and just intuitively kind of know if someone was upset. And as a child, they might say, oh, you know, yeah, I'd walk in a room and my stomach would bother me if people had an argument an hour ago, you know. And I've always been able to kind of feel that. And I think the reason is I really do love people and I care about them. So I think there's a compassion response with how people are feeling. I think I've always had that. However, I've met people that have been able to develop this working with me and taking some classes and such. And part of it is teaching people how to tap in to their body wisdom instead of up here. Because when you overthink something, you're very disconnected with the guidance system that's in your energy field and in your body. So I do one technique with people where I have them feel where their emotions are held. And that does affect your health if you're holding and stuffing emotion. It does affect choices that you make. So when you're able to experience a decision before you make it, before you jump in, using your body awareness, that is one really powerful way to decide whether you should or shouldn't make a certain decision. And that's another thing I could do. It's only a few minutes if you want me to do that later or another segment.
Yeah. So what I love about this is like real time, like viewing.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
I bet you've been called to do it. I bet you heard a little something. Did you?
I did.
Yeah. Something. That's why I'm not getting in the middle of what you're hearing. I'm just all saying, right. I've learned that.
You're saying, all right. So here's what I'd like all the listeners to do. So if you can, put your feet flat on the ground. And what I'd like you to do is just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in and out. And as you do, the breath is just calming your system. Take another slow breath in and out. And what I'd like you to do is in your mind's eye, any way you can, emotionally, feeling, sensory, I want you to imagine something that would be a stressful situation for you. And as quickly as you can, I would like you to put your hands on your body where you are feeling that emotion or where you're feeling tightness or something that didn't feel this way a few minutes ago. So you can imagine what the place looks like. You can imagine the situation. And then quickly put your hands where they're placed. So then I'd like you to open your eyes. Dr. Pat, did you try that or not?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to do the show and so do it at the same time.
Where do you have your hands placed somewhere right now?
Yes.
Where are they, on your stomach? Or
yes.
Where are they?
Yes, okay. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to tell you is sometimes we place
not the lower stomach, like right
here.
Yeah. Like exactly. Boom. Okay. That's it.
That's a very common place for people to hold distress. That is your third energy point called your solar plexus chakra. That's where we bring our creative message to the world. That's our confidence center. When things go wrong in people's lives, many times the distress will hit and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. I'm a fake. I'm not doing my job. I could have done it better. And it'll affect the self-esteem point until they are mindful enough to say, you know what? It's hitting my self-esteem. It's fine. I can make another decision. I can find my way out of this. I can figure it out. And then it'll release. But some people don't make that mind leap to know, or I'm holding something, let me let it go. And it continues to wreak havoc on their system. Okay. Many people will hold hands in different areas. Like if your hands go here, for our listeners, if your hands are on your throat, that means that it hits your communication center. So instead of being able to voice how you're feeling, it shuts you down. And that's very common too for women. Not people to be able to express themselves.
Wow.
It hits in different areas. Mm,
that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and we'll take it up when we come back from break.
Yes. Yes.
I put a lot of times my hands are on my thighs a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, I think because this is my interpretation of it, but I don't think this is true. I want to hear about it from you when you come back. My interpretation is because I played a lot of sports. For example, I played softball for a lot mm-hmm. of years mm-hmm. and I played in a position, you know, where you're down, right? Not an outfield position, but a, you know, shortstop, third base mm-hmm. kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. and my hands were always then on my thighs. But mm-hmm. I noticed this the other day that when I sit, I do that a lot now. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure what that's about. And people do other things. Like some people will sit with their arms crossed, or they'll sit holding right. their hands, or, yes. you know, some people will hold one arm up. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what that looks like and what that is. For those of you, 1-800-930-2819, we'd love to give you a copy of Rosemary's book. When we come back, how do do you know you're being divinely guided? Do you question it? Do you doubt it? Do you ignore it? That's a juicy one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rosemary D.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Einstein once said, the only real valuable thing is intuition. Did you know that everyone is intuitive? It's a natural gift that you improve your intuition. Rosemary D is bringing a special Zoom workshop to all of you on November 9th. You're going to learn to use your intuitive abilities to read photos, remote viewing, and to try out easy techniques for decision making. If you want to sign up for this or learn more about Rosemary, go to rosemaryd.com. That's rosemaryd.com.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm so thrilled to be introducing you all to Rosemary D. And we did give one copy of the book away, and I think we actually have another, Divine Messengers. And please, the same phone number, 1-800-930-2819. And we'd love to give you a copy of the book. Say hi to Benny when you call in, for sure. Rosemary D is joining us here today. And I want to make sure you know how to get a hold of Rosemary. The best way, it's real simple, rosemaryd.com. Real simple, you go over there. If you want to find out about the books, you can go to growyourspiritbooks.com. If you want to schedule a session with Rosemary, very easy to do, rosemaryd.com. Everything's on the website, because this is about, you know, so many, and I love what Rosemary's talking about today. If you want to cut to the chase and find out what you need to let go of, what you need to remove, how you can be divinely guided, you just want to give Rosemary a call. And these are times right now where so many people are realizing, I can't do it alone. This is not the journey I want to take. And then, Benny, we're going to skip the last break. Olivia, Jacob. Rosemary, look, let's talk about the knowing. I call it the knowing for lack of a better word. And the knowing, it's in the best of times and in the worst of times. Mm-hmm. If we could hold on to the knowing, and the knowing that I'm not alone, that there is something maybe I cannot see, mm-hmm. and I want to get some insight. Absolutely. How do we know? Because people question. They're like, those angels, they're there for Rosemary.
No.
Maybe they're even there for Pat. But tell us about this and how we understand coincidences and synchronicities are not that, that maybe they're divinely appointed.
Yeah. And the synchronicity thing is something that it used to happen to me so much when I was younger that I'm like, well, that's weird. That's a strange coincidence. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, it's not just a coincidence because it happens all the time. So I've had some strange things happen. A lot of people have them as well, but they overlook them. They don't pay attention to them. Just even something simple, like I was thinking of my deceased parents and I was riding down the highway. I'm like, you know, I wish I would have, you know how mom and dad are doing. And a big truck goes by and it had the name Sam's Club, right? Now, normally someone would say, oh, it's a truck. Well, that was my father's name. The next truck that goes by is Rose T or something like that. And that was my mother's name. But it was like right after I had that thought. So intuitively, I know that I was being told they're fine. Stop worrying. Everything's good. You know, you're going to be okay. The thing that blocks people is truly a couple things. Their thinking mind, overthinking that, you know, not really like believing it with faith that things happen. And also continuing to question what is. So if you're getting an intuition and then you keep trying to talk yourself out of it, that's not honoring the intuitive insight that you're getting. So a lot of times people will get a really strong insight and like, oh no, that can't be. And then they'll go through all the reasons why that intuition is not right. And then they're going to find out later, oh, you know what? I should have listened to myself. I knew I couldn't trust that person. I should have followed through. I should have listened. And really, you know, life will tell you, you know, when your intuition is and you're following it, you will get more intuitive insight. When you don't follow it, you ignore it, and you're using your willpower all the time.
Yeah.
The intuition will kind of go in hiding because our minds are kind of bossy. We have a very bossy left brain that wants to tell everybody what to do and judge everything. You know, I've had experiences where I'm teaching people how to tap in with their angels and they're like, I got this message, but it's only, it must be just me making it up. And I'm like, well, were you thinking of it before? Well, no. Well, does it sound like you when you read it back to yourself? Well, no. Well, then you have to go on faith that that's probably more than you think it is. The same with intuition. You're given an insight, follow it and see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? You look foolish when I run to the store with my business card in hand to give to somebody I'm going to meet that I don't know. You know, I mean, you have to just follow it through and not be afraid of making a mistake or looking silly or what will people think of me? The way I look at it is at this time in my life, it's fine if you don't like me. It's fine if someone doesn't get me. It's okay. You know, I know who I am at this point. And I think people have to get to the point where they know they're being guided. And even if I can't prove it to somebody, I know where it came from and I know what to do. So that's really the message for to remind people that we're all guided.
Yeah. I love this. You know, it's really interesting. When I was growing up a teenager, one of the things that started to happen to me is that we would go to Yonkers Racetrack. And and I was very young, underage to even be there. But back then I was underage for a lot of things that I did anyway. And I would just know nothing about them, know nothing about the trotters, know nothing about any of that. And I went with people that were older than me and I would just start picking them. And, you know, my friend would give me like $10 for like five races or something, like $2 on the race, go put it down. And then they all come out in their little carriages and I'd be like, okay, number three. And I would go put my $2 on number three and number three would win. And it's be great. Like a 50-1 long shot.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that gambling is the way to go with intuition. But it was my first, one of the first indications, even though I had signs when I was younger, it was the first indication of other people seeing it. Do you know what I mean? It's one thing for you to know, oh my gosh, I didn't get on that bus. And wow, I looked at the headlines yesterday and that bus crashed.
Yes.
Or Linda and I will hesitate and procrastinate and not leave for the office, only to find out that as we're on the road, literally 60 seconds in front of us, a massive, you know, collision.
Oh, yeah.
But the racetrack was an interesting indicator.
It is.
I still didn't know it was that. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, one thing to have a sight on it and to like play with it, mm-hmm. it's another thing to know how to use it. And the reason I'm asking you about this is because that little racetrack thing was short-lived. Why? Because emotionally, it got crazy for me. Mm-hmm. The pressure of it. Like, oh my gosh, she didn't pick the winner. I mean, it really, the emotional side of this got out of control. What's the relationship between intuition, emotion, and how we use intuition?
I think the best way to tap into any of this is to be very playful with it.
Yeah.
I do this game when I'm working with my class, when I do develop your intuition, and we just play. I say, just pretend you're psychic. And they'll look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, just pretend you can, you know, and then we do different activities and they'll come up with these amazing things. They're like, well, I didn't know I can do that. And I think it's when you play with it and you're not serious, you come at it like a child. Like a child that just got, like, I get excited. If I find like a dime on the sidewalk, I'm like, oh, I'm manifesting money. Like it could be 10 cents. But I'm so childlike in my head. I'm like a 10-year-old, I guess. But I just love the idea of being surprised by an intuition or an insight or an opportunity. And I think the more that you get excited about these little things, then the bigger ones come. You know, I was told actually, I guess a month ago, I had a friend of mine said, something big's coming and you're going to get out to the world. Something big's coming. I don't know what it is, but something's coming. And I think this was it, but, you know, it's just, it's so funny how, you know, you get these insights and then if you go at it like a child without worry, then you're not blocking it. The worry is a block. You know, the worry about, is it the right choice is a block. Sometimes you don't know until you walk through it. And sometimes a wrong choice is the right choice. It makes no sense on paper. But you make the wrong choice and it leads you to the next right choice, or it may shift your life in a different direction that if you didn't make that mistake, as they say, you wouldn't be on the path you're on now.
So, okay. We need to talk about that one for a minute.
Okay.
This is like really key, what you just said, because mm-hmm. see, a lot of times things will show up and we'll put them in that was not such a good thing that happened right mm-hmm. there. Okay. My job loss after 24 and a half years and the timing of that, mm-hmm. when you're in the middle of that and you're thinking, how did this even happen to me? I was like 6 months away from a full pension. I didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah.
And it happens. And then your trajectory about what to do next just shows up. I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, for me, my boss is ripping my little badge off my neck. And all I can think about is Columbia going to still take my application that's like years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But sometimes things may seem bad. And I had a friend say to me once, Pat, here's the deal. It's not good and it's not bad. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Just is.
Isn't that helpful for us to understand that intuition is always, that this energy is always operating?
It is. And it's very neutral. So one of the things that when an intuitive insight comes in, it doesn't feel like, wow, you know, it doesn't yell at you. It'll come in quietly. And you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
So it comes in quietly. And it's a neutral voice. So it's not, you know, yelling at you. It's not real obvious at first. But the more you're able to understand this little voice that comes in, that's quiet, you're like, oh, you know, then you begin to realize it's really what you do with the choice that makes it positive or negative to your life. And to me, if you go through something and you don't learn anything, then it's a negative. If you go through a terrible thing and you learn something about yourself and you learn something about your choices, then that's powerful. Then you've used your intuition to help you grow. And that's really the same way I look at all choices and all life lessons. It's really to move us along our path and for us to know who we are as a person and to use our life in service or to help other people. And that's really what I found is one hand's always pulling the other one up. You know, someone's going to pull me up. I pull them up and it's a team. You know, it's the way life is as far as I'm concerned.
And it's interesting the way it creeps in. For example, I'm going to give you an example. I'd love for you to comment on this, especially in the way you work with people to help them understand that there is angelic guidance, there is divine guidance coming through. I mean, I get hundreds of emails an hour, and I clicked on an email this morning that was something like, it said something like, this company is hiring as its chief canine officer a dog. Okay. So, and this is like a business thing that I subscribe to, like a C-suite suite thing.
Yeah.
And it just for a moment, it got my attention. Now, is it really for me to look at hiring a dog to run our company? It's not. But it's interesting how much exposure I have had in the past week to dogs.
Oh, okay.
Linda's house sitting the Daisy.
Yeah.
Dee Dee's got the Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like dog is coming up in my life. So for me, mm-hmm. am I going to run out and get a dog? I don't think so. But there are always messages that are trying to get through. How do we help people get to what the message is? Now, I was smart enough to stop and look at the email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no, I'm not going to hire a dog to run the company. Well, I don't know. I don't think I am. But you get my point. It got my attention.
So dogs are actually a symbol for loyalty.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Loyalty. Yeah. And also the friendliness. So the dog totem shows up with friendliness. For me, it's hawks. So when I moved in, I got all these hawks, you know, over my property. I got hawk feathers. I went to a native powwow. I had a native giving me a hawk feather. Like I had these weird things with hawks, and I always did. As a child, I used to put my body in a hawk and fly. I never thought this was a weird thing because I thought everybody did that. You know, so when I was like 5 or 6 years old, I was flying in hawks. So, you know, it's very strange though, but those are strange experiences, but you know, it's like the taste of chocolate. If someone never tasted chocolate, for me to describe what it tastes like to you, it's going to be different for you because your intuitions are going to come in your way and mine are going to come in my way. But it's always a small voice and some sort of strange like pattern or coincidence that is kind of undeniable, like the dog thing, you know, for you that's coming up.
And boy, did you just hit it the nail right on the head right there.
Mm.
Just hit the nail right on the head right there. And, you know, it's interesting we're talking about this. It's because, you know, loyalty, and I mean loyalty in a different way than it's been politicized
mm-hmm.
in the media.
Yeah.
I don't believe in unconditional loyalty. I just don't.
No.
That's what got us into Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
So I'm not a believer in that. But I stayed with a company 24 and a half years. I mean, hello, that is a long time, right?
Yeah.
I have a best friend that I've had since 1972. So clearly this is something in my thing, like my makeup, my, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like in there. And yet it's an interesting thing you shared that I'm going to think about now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you said it, I'm thinking, what part of my body just felt that? Doesn't the body also play a role? You know how we see these tuning forks that when you strike them, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't intuition also try to get our attention or make us aware?
Yes.
And where the body, what's going on in the body?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you'll get dreams of certain things. Like I was going through some kind of health issue and I dreamt of an upside down vase and I dreamt of, it was labeled red clover. So of course the next day I look it up and it was something for the uterus area, you know, when you're going through menopause or whatever to help your body balance. And it's something our dreams will also have intuitive insights because we're not blocking it when we're sleeping. And also those little like moments where something will just come to you or your body will feel something strange. Like when I was walking in the house that had a bad vibe to it, I just felt something like go down my back, like, oh, I feel weird in here. And I kept feeling like people were screaming in there and there was nobody in there. And I found out that the couple that was selling the house was screaming at each other and it was a violent divorce.
Wow.
But I was feeling the imprint in the room. my body was feeling it. So part of it is just understanding that our bodies are really sensitive sometimes to that. And some people are more sensitive than others. You might get those kids that always get stomach aches and want to puke. Those are your sensitives. There's always one kid in the family that's the one that clears out the crazy energy of mom, dad, and the brothers and sisters. And that kid usually will have an emotional upheaval, stomach aches, troubles, because they're trying to process all the garbage from the family. So there's always sensitives in a family group.
Yeah, so. Boy, can I relate to that. But, you know, it's interesting what we're saying, because it allows us to really explore things further. You and I are going to continue to do a number of shows together. And, you know, and by the way, we did give a copy of the book away. So that is awesome. Okay, I want to just say to people that if you're out there, you will receive a free 30-minute discovery session with Rosemary. All you need to do is just let Rosemary know that you heard it on a broadcast. That's all you need to tell her. And rosemaryd.com is the place to go for that. It's fascinating what we're talking about. So first of all, we're talking about don't be too busy not to pay attention. That's my paraphrase. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we're talking about it, I'm thinking to myself, I just watched a movie recently and it won't let go of me. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun movie. It's not the normal movies that I watch, right? The sci-fi movies, but it's a fun movie. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, just the character from it pops up over and over and over again. And the story itself is about empowerment. And It's that Free Guy movie. What's that movie called? That came out? It's called, Benny, it's called Free Guy with...
Okay. Oh, I didn't see that yet.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Okay.
But it's an interesting movie. And, you know, Jodie Comer, I love anyway. Mm-hmm. But it was an interesting movie. And I found myself at the end writing a different ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, there's something about this I got to look at a little closer. There's something about this that's really interestingly got hold of me. And I want to ask you this in the last 2 minutes or so we have left. When we get these insights, we don't always know. It's not always clear. Mm-mm. What can we say to people in this last few minutes left to say, look, if you're getting something, here's what you can do with it.
First thing is think of the next step you can take with that decision or whatever you're thinking of. Write it down, date it. If you're not sure about it, close your eyes and imagine yourself making that choice. See if your body feels open or shut down or closed. See if you're getting any tenseness or any anxiety from that thought. If not, then make that next step. It could be something small. You know, a friend wants to publish something. Okay, how does that feel? What's the next step? Well, I have to get it edited. Well, okay, do that next step. Whatever the next thing is what you should try to do. And that next step will then give you the next step of the staircase, as it were. You know, so just each small step will lead you further. And the more you honor it, the stronger your intuition gets.
I love it. Rosemary, thank you so much for today. Again, tell people how they can find out more about you. And please, what is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Just know that you're loved, know that you are guided, and know that even though you're going through problems in your life and things happen, it's going to be okay. Just have faith and trust that we are being guided and that there's always choices. And that would be it. And you can contact me at info@rosemaryd.com.
Yeah. I wonder, you guys can contact me at info@thedrpatshow. How many of you are there, watch that Free Guy movie and wish there was a different ending? Or is that just me and my own small... We're going to have a little contest. Or is that just me in my own small imaginary world reflecting or projecting on a movie about something in my life? That's what I need to talk to Rosemary D about. Let's take a short break, everybody. We're not done yet. We're going to be kicking it up again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Rosemary. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me. And if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next sessions on transformationtalkradio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.